Pfizer spends $43 billion on an acquisition, banking on a blockbuster cancer drug. This week, that drug failed its final stage clinical trial. What happens when a multi-billion dollar bet on the future of medicine comes up empty? Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology and business developments shaping U.S. and European industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're tracking a seismic shift in the biopharmaceutical landscape. It's a story of incredible technological acceleration, clashing with immense financial risk, and a new geopolitical contest for innovation. We're seeing AI-designed drugs enter human trials, the high-stakes fallout from mega-mergers, and a direct U.S. government push to reclaim R&D leadership from China. For Western companies, the speed of change has never been faster, and the cost of falling behind has never been higher. Troy, let's start with the technology. There's a lot of hype around AI and drug discovery, but this week it feels like something fundamentally changed.
It did. The key development comes from Vertex. As of June 18th, multiple drug candidates designed entirely by their AI have advanced into phase 1 and 2 clinical trials. This is the proof point the industry has been waiting for. We're moving from theory to human application. AI is now demonstrably shrinking early-stage research from years down to a matter of months.
So what does that acceleration mean for a U.S. or European manufacturer? Are they suddenly facing a wave of new competition?
Precisely. It means the product pipeline is about to get much faster and more crowded, and the major European players know it. This week, Germany's Bayer announced a strategic collaboration with Iambic Therapeutics to use its AI platforms, Enchant and Neuroplexer, for small molecule discovery. Boehringer Ingelheim also just invested $15 million in Immunize AI platform to analyze T-cell profiles for cancer therapies. The race is on to acquire this capability.
What about trading companies and distributors in the space? How do they navigate a market that's moving this quickly?
They need to start tracking the AI-native biotechs as closely as the pharma giants. Partnerships are forming earlier. The intellectual property generated by an AI platform is now a tradable asset long before a physical drug is produced. Sourcing and partnership strategies have to adapt to this new compressed timeline.
So, what is the actionable insight for executives listening now?
You must conduct an immediate audit of your R&D technology stack. The fundamental strategic question is no longer if you will use AI, but how. Are you buying this capability through partnerships like Bayer, building it in-house, or are you about to be left behind by competitors who made their choice a year ago?
From cutting-edge tech to cold, hard business reality, let's talk about Pfizer, a major setback this week.
A very significant one. On June 23rd, Pfizer announced that sigvotatug vedotin, a key antibody drug conjugate, or ADC, failed its phase 3 trial for advanced non-small cell lung cancer. The drug did not meet its primary endpoint of improving overall survival.
And this was a cornerstone asset from their $43 billion acquisition of Seagen in 2023. What does a failure of this magnitude mean for U.S. and European competitors?
It's a stark reminder that you cannot simply buy your way out of scientific risk. For Pfizer, it's a hole in their future revenue projections. For their competitors, it's an opportunity. It also validates a different post-merger strategy we saw this week from Biogen. After their $5.6 billion acquisition of Apellis, they announced on June 26th they are halting most of Apellis' early research programs to focus entirely on commercializing two approved drugs.
That's a ruthless pivot. So the playbook is buy the company, keep the revenue-generating drugs, and slash the long-term research. What should trading and distribution partners take away from that?
It means be extremely cautious about pipeline promises following a major acquisition. Your development partner could vanish overnight. Distributors should focus their due diligence on the approved commercial assets because the acquiring company's priorities can shift dramatically to focus on immediate returns, stranding any products still in development.
What's the actionable takeaway for an executive?
If you're considering a major acquisition, the lesson from Pfizer is that rigorous, unsparing due diligence on the late-stage science is non-negotiable. And the lesson from Biogen is that post-merger integration requires a brutal focus on value. The riskiest science doesn't get safer just because you paid billions for it.
Troy, another major theme this week is geography. We're seeing a deliberate effort by the U.S. to bring drug research back home.
That's right. On June 23rd, the Department of Health and Human Services, or HHS, unveiled a new strategy to counter the growing trend of clinical trials shifting to China. The core of this is a pilot program to incentivize pharmaceutical companies to conduct their critical first-in-human studies within the United States.
How does a U.S. policy shift like this affect, for instance, a manufacturing or tech firm in Europe?
It fundamentally changes the strategic map for global R&D. If the U.S. successfully streamlines and incentivizes domestic trials, it becomes a more competitive and attractive hub for innovation. European firms will have to decide whether to double down on their local ecosystems or increase their investment in U.S.-based research operations to stay competitive. This is supported by the modernization of the clinicaltrials.gov database, which just completed its platform migration, promising greater transparency and faster access to data for everyone.
And for trading companies that are sourcing new drugs for different markets.
The provenance of a drug's development is becoming a key factor in risk assessment. Sourcing a therapy developed and trialed entirely in the U.S. could be viewed as having a more secure supply chain and stronger IP protection. For distributors, a faster U.S. trial process means a shorter timeline to market entry in the world's most lucrative healthcare market.
So the actionable insight for executives.
It's time to reevaluate your global R&D footprint and your partnership strategy. The U.S. government is actively altering the cost-benefit analysis of where early-stage clinical research is done. This creates an urgent need to review your current locations and explore new opportunities with U.S.-based clinical research organizations.
Finally, let's talk about a breakthrough in a market that affects millions, a new pill for weight loss.
This is a pivotal development published on June 26th. A novel oral GLP-1 receptor agonist called aleniglipron demonstrated an average 12% body weight reduction in a 36-week phase 2 clinical trial. The critical word there is oral.
Unlike the injectable blockbusters Ozempic and Wegovy, what does an effective pill mean for this massive market?
It completely transforms the competitive landscape. For U.S. and European pharmaceutical manufacturers, this is both a monumental threat and an opportunity. An oral small molecule is generally far cheaper to manufacture, ship, and store than a complex biologic injectable. This could dramatically expand patient access and put immense pricing pressure on existing players.
What should trading companies and distributors be looking at here?
The logistics. The potential market volume for an effective, safe oral obesity drug is astronomical. They should be mapping the supply chain for small molecule active pharmaceutical ingredients, or APIs, right now. The company that successfully brings a drug like aleniglipron to market will need an incredibly robust global distribution network, and the winners will be those who prepare for that scale years in advance.
And the final actionable insight for our listeners across industries?
This extends far beyond pharma. Executives in consumer health, food manufacturing, and even tech should begin modeling the second-order effects of widespread, accessible, and effective obesity treatment. It will change consumer behavior, insurance markets, and public health outcomes on a scale we haven't seen in decades.
Troy, a very complex week. Let's bring it all together. What are the three key strategic takeaways for our listeners?
First, AI in drug discovery is no longer a future concept. It's a present-day competitive reality. Vertex's drugs entering human trials is the starting gun. If you're not implementing AI now, you're already behind. Second, mega mergers are not a guaranteed solution for pipeline problems. As Pfizer's $43 billion setback with Sigvotatug Vedotin shows, the scientific and execution risk remains immense. And third, the United States is making a clear and deliberate policy push to reclaim its leadership in clinical trials, directly challenging China and changing the strategic calculus for global R&D investment.
And what should U.S. and European executives be doing about this on Monday morning?
They need to be stress testing their technology roadmap against the new speed of AI-driven competitors. They must reassess the risk profile of their M&A targets, prioritizing de-risked late-stage assets over speculative science. And finally, they absolutely must reevaluate their clinical trial strategy to capitalize on the new incentives being rolled out in the U.S. The competitive landscape for innovation has been redrawn this week.
Powerful insights, Troy. Thank you. That's all the time we have for this week's Troy Technical Intelligence.
Thank you, Susie.
We're here to help you see the future of your industry. If you found this briefing valuable, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your platform of choice. We'll be back next week with the analysis you need to stay ahead of the competition.